this has become kind of a quagmire issue for the NFL. But in a sense, it's really helped you because, I mean, is there good and bad to it? How do you view it? I mean, had you seen this developing the way it has?
From the start of last year, no, I didn't envision it getting to where we are. But I think, you know, from a player standpoint, from a guy who's been, you know, diving into these issues and trying to make a real difference, I think we're at a point in which we feel like there's an opportunity to make some real change, whether that's on a grassroots level, giving back to communities, and through programming, education. But there's also, I think, a point in which we can leverage our platforms to talk about legislation or in policy change. So there's, I think, this new space in which athletes have been able to cross over into, in which we can really leverage our influence and platform, you know, further than those who've come before us.
Have you been in touch with athletes from other sports? I know they all got their own thing to do, but to maybe gauge what maybe they may want to do, or just a general approach in this area?
The majority of our conversations have been within the NFL body. There have been some conversations with a few coaches and players in the NBA. But I think as we kind of build out this model and structure, it'll become easier for people to get involved.
Any idea whether this Sunday, will the numbers change at all regarding guys that are going to kneel after the meeting? Like, does it matter?
I don't think anything happened at the meeting that would change what guys were doing. Just yet, yeah.
Is this a backfield question for you, if I could? As much as you like to go through training camp in the offseason and the potential, I mean, now we're six games in, it's not one game or two games. You've seen them under real life fire.
Yep.
Not that you're a finished unit either, but were there times where you, not that you doubted it, but you wanted to see it for sure on the field that you guys could play at the level that you're playing right now?
No, I mean, I play with Patrick Robinson, so I know what he can do. When I play with Jalen Mills, I know what he can do. I think Rasul Douglas is a guy that, you know, obviously hadn't proved it. We wanted to see, you know, what we saw, what he did in practice, and we're impressed, but we want to see that. So I think that's really the only question mark. You know, Ronald Darby, we were excited to get him in the locker room. Sad to lose him, but hopefully, you know, we'll get him back soon.
So aside from the rookie, you knew what you had coming into the start season.
Yeah, and we knew that, you know, there's a certain way we need to play it in order for us to be successful. But we were very, very confident in that. And, you know, due to injuries and everything, we ended up with the same group that we were planning on going in before the trade and everything. So I think we were very, very comfortable with putting that outfit on the field.
Now, are we at the point of the season where other teams have also now had a look at what you guys are really good at and how you have to play to be good? And like, Washington's going to counter program a little bit from what they showed you first time, probably, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you watch them, you know, last week compared to week one when we played them, they got jet sweeps and all kind of zone reads, things that they weren't doing before. So there's definitely going to be a little bit of a different game plan. Once you start getting into, you know, week seven, there's a good enough body of work to where people know, you know, tendencies here or there. So, but it's the same way, you know, for us. So it's definitely one of those things. We'll see some different looks, and they'll try to attack, you know, some weaknesses they may have seen. But I think we've done a good job of putting out fires week to week. Something that affected us, you know, in one game hadn't really carried over to the next. I think that's the best thing you can do.
How would you assess, like, the way you're playing personally this year, maybe compared to some other years? I mean, it seems like you're pretty much, you know, the same, if not better.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm having a solid season. You know, obviously statistics aren't very alarming, but, you know, I'm not missing any plays. I'm getting guys lined up. So it's just one of those things that I think everybody's concerned about their role in the team. So as long as we're winning, you know, I'm happy, and just understanding the importance of my role and keep it focused on that.
And Mike, is it easy for you to kind of like focus on football when you're here as opposed to like, you know, when you're doing everything else that you're involved with, which is obviously a lot?
Yeah. It is. I mean, this is, I step into this building, this is my escape from everything else. Life is kind of hectic outside of these walls, but, you know, here, this comes easy, and it's one of those things that, you know, I put in a lot of time in this building, watch a lot of film, work hard out there and on the field and the weight room. And so, yeah, in my ninth year, this has become easy for me, and this has become the peaceful part of my week.
Be where your feet are.
Right, exactly.
How did Ronald look today, getting back to practice?
He didn't do much, but, you know, I think this is his first time back out there with us in any kind of capacity. I thought he looked decent, but I don't really know what to compare it to. The biggest thing is hopefully he feels good. You know, I'm just concerned about him not having any kind of setbacks, but I thought he looked fine.
Thinking back to when the injury happened, it looked really bad.
I mean, yeah, compared to, in that moment, what you feel, for him to even be back out there at all, to have the possibility to get him back is great, because I think at first glance, everybody thought he was probably done for the season, but obviously, I think whenever he is 100%, he's going to instantly make our defense better.